morning.
It's Morning Hog Happy Hour.
That is Josh Messer-Pratt, the Morning Hog Brew Review. Yeah, baby, 2024.
Yeah.
A new year and new beers.
Absolutely.
Right? Dude, you should get some shirts printed with that.
New year, new beers.
Right? Yeah. Messer-Pratt logo, boom, right on the front. New year, new beers.
You paying?
Steve?
No comment.
Right. Sharpie, maybe?
Never mind.
I got a Sharpie.
We'll workshop these ideas in a minute. Let's get to the drinking. And you said something that when you walked in, you were like, boys, we're about to get dry. I didn't even know what that meant.
I didn't know I was wet.
And then you had a bath towel around his neck, and I really got freaked out. But you're talking about dry January.
Dry January. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Obviously, we've talked about dry January before. We've talked about non-alcoholic beers, how the segment's growing super quick, how everybody's trying to get in the game now. So I have a couple classics and a couple brand new ones that I haven't tried yet, and they're literally just hitting the market for dry January.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be cool to, taste them today.
You know, I wish I would have called you a couple weeks ago. I was hosting that Main Street New Year's Eve ball drop thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I got to keep it dry, but I really wanted a beer real bad. This would have been perfect for me.
Exactly.
So you just carry this throughout the year now.
So we're going to start off with Athletic Brewing Company.
Okay.
They exclusively brew non-alcoholic beers,
right,
which is really cool. So they have perfected their craft.
Mm.
One of the fastest growing breweries in the country right now, which is crazy to think about, especially as a non-alcoholic exclusive brewery. Yeah. So this is Upside Down. This is their Golden Ale.
Okay.
Upside Dawn.
I get it.
I'm proud of you.
That's Steve's first breakthrough of the year.
Yippee!
All right.
More to come.
I have no doubts.
You said perfected, and they have. I mean, if you don't know, you wouldn't know.
Right. So they have an interesting, very proprietary way they brew things, so they don't go into a lot of detail on their website.
Okay.
When we talk about our next guest here, we'll kind of get into it a little bit more. But it's weird because brewing beer is brewing beer. You know, there's only one essential process to it. I mean, it changes depending on the styles.
Okay.
But the actual process is the process, right? Mm-hmm. With non-alcoholic beers, there's several different ways to do it. You can brew a beer, remove the alcohol, or you can brew a beer with a yeast that produces lower alcohol and all that stuff. So you'll get different flavor profiles based on that stuff.
Okay.
And it's just a really cool category, I think.
Just hops and yeast doing some work in here.
Water, barley, malt, you know, it's still all the same processes, but slightly different to get that alcohol under either 2.00 or under 0.5, which is still a non-alcohol.
And that's what we're talking about right here. So, yeah, I mean, we're good. We could take a lap. We could chase each other around. No problems.
Yep.
Drive a car.
I mean, eventually we get winded, but.
And actually, if you keep your eyes peeled, Athletic will have a BOGO going on in Publix and then some other great pricing out there in retailers, Total Wine, ABCs, and stuff like that. So
I like it.
Definitely keep your eyes peeled for that.
Okay. We know. You guys are inside. You know that these are non-alcoholic.
Right.
Let's see if we can fool our taste buds with this next one.
So that was Athletic's Golden.
Right.
Sierra Nevada's jumped in the game.
Okay. Mm,
really?
Apparently, they've been trying to jump in this game for about 5 years, trying to figure out this process.
Really?
One of the OGs, they've been around for over 40 years, and they couldn't figure out how to brew a non-alcoholic beer.
No one told them the secret?
That's the thing. Everybody keeps it pretty close to, you know.
That's not very nice.
It isn't nice.
And I'm sure they've had tons and tons of variations and iterations and stuff like that, trying to figure out a flavor profile that makes sense.
Right.
You know, you want to brew something, especially when you have the namesake of someone like Sierra Nevada that's been in the game for so long.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think of them like the artist Prince, who never wanted to put out anything subpar, even though we might think it's great.
Right.
He was like, nope. Well, Sierra Nevada finally found it. They put it out.
Well, I actually tasted an early version of this when they were talking about bringing it out. And they told us it wasn't the final product. And you could tell that it still needed some tweaks in it. But the fact that they were aware that, okay, we're not quite there. This is where we're heading. And this is where they landed. So this is my first try on the final product. So
really?
That's pretty cool.
This is you getting the body of work that you had already snuck a little bit of. Now you're in.
That's pretty good.
It's very good.
Yeah, so this is Sierra Nevada Trail Pass Golden. So it's like a gold ale. Super easy drinking. You can tell that the alcohol is missing a little bit. There's not quite that burn or anything like that.
Right.
But this is a great substitute either for dry January or year round. If you want to party with your friends and maybe you have, you know, your DD.
You're the DD,
Something like that. Or, you know, a nightcap. You're trying to wind down so you can be in a comfortable range to do what you need to do and stuff like
smart.
That.
Smart. This is smart. These are smart beers, aren't they?
Sort
smart.
Of
think about that.
Yeah.
Intelligent. Good decision beers.
Until Steve touches them.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You're a smart person.
My decision was to drink this whole beer. Now, this is new.
This is new.
Are both of these out and about now? Can we find them places?
Athletic, you're going to have a little bit easier time finding right now. Definitely Publix, Hawaiian, ABC is the local independents. Some of your local bars as well. The Sierra Nevada is brand new. Like, it's just hitting retailers now, so you'll have to check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder.
Yeah, that'd be the one.
That's right. Well, should we take a break?
Yeah, I got a couple more on the back end here.
Get some snacks. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up.